Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. J.P. Finley covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington. He will join us at the top of the hour at 11. 11:18 this morning, Kirk Cousins was on our show this week, and he painted a tough picture for beating the Giants. Well, is he just being Joe Gibbs and saying, it's tough in the NFL, these guys are really good when they're not? Or is this actually going to be a really close game because of all the injuries? Do you think the Redskins will blow the Giants out? Do you think they'll win a squeaker, or could you see them losing? We'll get into that next hour right here on The Fan. But let's get to our NFL power rankings. My guess is that they're going to look very similar because I think there are five teams that have started to separate themselves now. But let's go through it. Start with your number one club, and we'll work our way down.
Number one, Philadelphia Eagles. They keep winning. They keep rolling. That was dominant. I understand that Dallas didn't have Tyron Smith or Ezekiel Elliott. I get all that. You still shoved it on them. You did what you're supposed to do. If you're that good, the other team is beat up. They're missing people. Everybody took turns running the football. Carson Wentz didn't have to do that much. This front seven of the Philadelphia Eagles is just excellent. That's why they can compete each and every week, even if the offense has a quote-unquote down day, which they didn't this weekend. But even if they do, they'll be in every game. They're great.
Yeah, I think Carson Wentz is outstanding.
Yep.
He's becoming a star. He didn't play that well in the first half of that game.
No, he didn't.
I think at one point he had 10 completions on 23 attempts, and he finished the game 4-for-4 with a touchdown. So he went 14 of 27, barely over 50%. .168 in two scores. But as you said, they didn't need him to do anything. Jay Ajayi ran for over 90 yards on 7 carries, 13 per. LeGarrette Blount ran for 57 yards on 13 attempts, 4.5 per. Corey Clement ran for 50 yards on 6 attempts, 8.3 per. Whoever they handed the ball to didn't get touched until they were 5 yards past the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
Their O-line, without Jason Peters, was dominant. Part of that is because the Cowboys don't have Sean Lee, but sorry about it. I mean, they just chewed them up and spit them out. 28-point win in the division. The Eagles are the best team in football, and they have the best record. Number two for me, the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots are the AFC version of Philly in that they have separated themselves. Even though their record is the same as Pittsburgh's, they've had a much more consistent 8-2. What I love about New England, for all of the early season fodder about their defense and how bad it was, they don't give up points anymore. They allowed 8 points to the Raiders this past week in Mexico, 33-8 win. They allowed 16 points last week to the Broncos. 13 the week before that to the Chargers. 7 the week before that to Atlanta. 17 the high water mark over the last month and a half to the Jets. And 14 in a win over the Bucs. In their last 6 games, they're giving up almost single-digit points.
6 straight times they've given up 17 points or less.
That's what this defense has become.
Yep.
They fix problems. They mask deficiencies. They outcoach you. And by the way, Bill Belichick, hilarious comment, said he doesn't like going to Mexico and hopes they don't play there again because he thought his team was lucky that no volcanoes erupted around them and that that's like a risk and a concern they had to deal with. I don't even know what he's talking about, but his team won by 25 outside of the United States.
Yeah, Pats are my number two team, same as you. Number three, Pittsburgh Steelers. Here they come. This is what I kept waiting for. I kept waiting for them to start to do this thing where they start exerting their will. They've got two of the 5 best offensive players in the National Football League. Now you're starting to see him on display. If you want to stop one, that's adorable. The other one will kill you. I don't know who has a great counter for that at this point in the NFL. This is like the triplets. This is like those great Dallas Cowboy teams with Irvin on the outside who pushed off every time he caught a pass. Never forget. And, of course, Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman delivering the football. This mirrors that. Pittsburgh's defense, along the same lines as New England's, very sneaky here, GP, hasn't let up more than 17 points in 5 games. They've been really, really good. Outside of that Jacksonville game where they got the doors blown off, it's really 6 of their last 7 games they've allowed less than 17 points. They've been pretty good, 40-17 over Tennessee. Now they look right.
Yeah, the Steelers are my number three team as well. And what I like about them lately, and the reason I put them this high on my list, is that Ben Roethlisberger, who had really been costly for them, mm-hmm. is playing better. They had a week 9 bye, so they played 8 games before that. He had 10 touchdowns and 9 picks at that time.
Wow.
In the 2 games since, he's got 6 touchdowns and 1 interception, including 4-0 against the Titans in a gem of a 30-45 performance. Now, he just doesn't look right. He's not the same guy. I personally think this could be his last season. There's just not a lot left in those legs, and his arm has even seemed to lost its fastball a little bit. He's taking a lot of contact. He's 35. He's got a big body that could wear down quickly. That's a guy who I think ultimately proves to be an Achilles heel at some point this season. But the last couple weeks, he's playing better, and so the team has looked better. I'll put them number 3. Number 4 for me, and this is maybe where it could get interesting if we go in separate directions. I'm going to put the Saints over the Vikings still.
Interesting, buddy.
I'm going to do that because they've won 8 in a row. And I understand that they almost lost to the Redskins, but the Vikings have had plenty of almost losses in there as well. I put the Saints a little bit ahead of Minnesota, and the only reason I do that in a power rankings, and this may not be fair, I trust Drew Brees more than I trust Case Keenum. I would also point out that in terms of net points this year, you know how big I am on point margin?
You're a big point margin guy.
Indicative of how good you are. The Saints are plus 106, Minnesota's plus 69. That's hard to argue with. That is a 38-point difference in how much you've outscored your opponents by. So give me New Orleans 4, Minnesota 5.
Minnesota's 4 for me because you talk about point margin, what they just did to the Rams. So we all acknowledge they're pretty good.
Now, that was a great win.
How true they are, how great they're going to be in January or the playoff time, remains to be seen. But that's a group that just kept proving it week in and week out. They've been pretty damn impressive. Minnesota dismantled them. Start to finish, that was a, oh, man, Minnesota? For real? That kind of a game. That was really, 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 really impressive to me. So I got them number 4. I get your case in point. I get your argument. I'm not looking at a team that's won 8 straight. I'm just looking at a team that's won 6 straight and 7 of 8. Pretty darn good as far as I'm concerned. Minnesota, to me, with that outing against the Rams, I would have had them 5th had they not beaten the Rams the way that they did. I can't unsee that. That was impressive.
So you have the Saints 5.
Saints 5. Just flip and flop.
So then we have the same 5 teams with one change back end of our top 5. My first team out, if you want that, would have been the Carolina Panthers, who are 7-3.
Yep.
I think that they're starting to get rolling, and Cam Newton's playing his best football. And I would actually say also receiving votes, first team out in the AFC is now the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't trust them because Blake Bortles is a misfit toy, but they've outscored their opponents by 100. Their defense is authentic and one of the best in the sport. Their running game is portable, and it can go on the road with them in the playoffs. I think Jacksonville's actually legit, so those are my first two teams out.
Yeah, their defense is just outstanding. Outstanding. So, my guy's also receiving votes. Carolina, you touched on. I still think the Rams deserve some votes. If we buy it, the Minnesota's as good as they are. The Rams have earned this thing, man. Now, they've got an arduous schedule coming up. So, we're going to find out how authentic they really are. If they're authentic Natty Bay collection, we're going to see if they come back down earth a little bit. But they've been impressive at this point. And what you said about Jacksonville, dead right. That defense is so good.
J.P. Finley covers the Redskins at NBC Sports Washington. He will join us next. Talk about the Skins and the Giants at 11:18. The Blitz looms about an hour away. We are Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.